It's Angie.
And Josh.
Settle in, get the popcorn. We're talking everything nature-based in the Southwest. We pick a different topic every week. It varies. Sometimes it's inspiration. Sometimes it's practical knowledge.
And this week, I'm going to try and convince you that the best season to go camping is not the one that you think it is.
Summer.
Yeah, not spring, that one. Guess again. Nope, not that one.
Autumn.
No.
Cambrang.
No.
Deirgin.
No.
Bunroo.
No, but ye old English seasons, it's winter. It's the best time to go camping, and I'm going to explain why.
I look forward to hearing a very persuasive argument, because it's going to take some convincing, Hewitson. So just reiterate. All right, here we go. I'm going to convince you why winter is the best season to go camping.
All right, so are you ready for my pitch about why winter is the best time to go camping?
I've settled right in.
Excellent.
And I'm ready for some sort of miracle here.
All right, so let me paint a picture for you. You get into camp, sitting around the fire, you're having a couple of those ones.
Couple of these ones? Give it a top of these ones.
And the sun starts to go down, things are about to kick up a gear, and then what do you hear?
That's a really good mosquito noise. I knew what it was.
Yeah, thank you. Mosquitoes. You go camping in spring or summer when you've got stagnant water sitting around. That's where mosquitoes breed. In winter, none of that water's stagnant anymore. So all of a sudden, you don't have the breeding grounds. It's far too cold for the mosquitoes to live. And so you can just sit out and enjoy a couple of these ones all night long.
Now, I know the point of this podcast isn't to put people off or make them scared of anything in the outdoors, but we've got some serious mosquito-borne viruses in the Southwest. But we can do that episode at a different season because you aren't going to worry about it in winter.
That's exactly right. Mosquitoes actually kill the most. That's the deadliest animal on earth.
Do you know what I think is wild? I'm sorry. We're stepping away from the nature. Kind of still intrinsically linked with philosophy and state of mind. But this is wild, okay? So technically, humans are still killed by dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are still the biggest killer of humans in terms of animal versus human-related deaths because mosquitoes are evolved dinosaurs.
You're basing that fact from the first Jurassic Park movie, aren't you?
Well, think about it. It's true.
So there's no horrible mosquitoes in the middle of winter, which is a big plus for camping in winter.
All right, I'll give you that one.
You're giving me that one. Excellent. Now, I mentioned that we're going to be sitting around a campfire.
Can't do that in summer.
You're not doing that from November through till April every year.
This is very, very true. And I believe it was you that gave me some very good advice about campfires.
I'm sure it was, but I am drawing a blank as to what it may be.
And that's because we're coming out of summer and anytime we've gone camping, we haven't had a fire. Whereas there is a direct correlation between how wise you are and how much time you spend staring at a campfire.
This is very true, hence the wisdom that is written all over this face.
That's called weathering, and you should use moisturizer. But no, you're absolutely right. It gets chilly. The fire's beautiful. It creates an utterly different ambience, and I think everyone that has ever had a taste of the outdoors knows how comforting a fire is.
Yeah, and actually, you went off on a little tangent, so allow me. What do you think is the most dangerous thing about taking a group of 15-year-olds out into the bush for a week?
Just for clarity, in case this is your first episode with Josh and I, He is my partner. And he used to be.
Not in that way.
An outdoor professional where it was his job to take students out on outdoor ed camps alongside teachers. He has got a very clean working with children card. He does have a big mustache in the photo though.
So I ask again, what do you think the most dangerous thing about taking 15-year-olds out into the bush is?
Boredom.
No. The thing that would take up the most amount of paperwork when I would do that would be, it's campfire related. There's a clue.
Burning themselves on the campfire.
Yeah, but specifically burning themselves with marshmallows.
Really?
Yes. The amount of marshmallow-related injuries that I dealt with over the past decade or more.
Like I said, a really quality educator is Josh with a ton of experience.
It doesn't matter how many times you tell a kid, make sure that the flame has gone out on the marshmallow before you put it in your mouth. At some point, some kids just are supposed to get burnt. Or don't wave your stick around to get the fire to go out.
Are you trying to talk me into campfires and wintery camping or talk me out of it?
No, this was just a side note about how dangerous marshmallows are.
Good to know. What else?
The sound. The sound of being under the cover of either your swag, your tent, or a good piece of topology when the rain is coming down. I liken it to listening to the sound of rain on a tin roof. Mm. It's really relaxing. It's really lovely. And there's something really nice about being dry when you're out camping, but being completely dry, listening to the rain fall all around you. There's something really comforting in that.
You're right. It is beautiful and it is one of my favourite things. And you mentioned tarpology before. Actually, legitimately a real course that Josh studied at uni.
Yeah, tarpology, like ology from the, I want to say Greek or Latin.
I thought you made it up on our first date in Newman because you were trying to impress me and it worked. So we're going to do a whole episode on tarpology one day.
All right, so I won't go too much into tarpology, but just think about the sound of rain falling onto a roof.
We could do ASMR here. Hang on. Does this work?
What about this? Psst. No, now I just need to go to the toilet. All right. Are you convinced yet?
I am. I think I just want to throw in some asterisks. Is that okay?
Well, no. I have. If you've got asterisks still, I'm going to throw one last thing at you.
Okay.
Because this is the big guns. I'm pulling out the big guns now. I want you to think about what are some of your favourite camp spots in the Southwest. Thinking
Contos. I really like
Honeymoon Pool.
Yeah, Potter's Gorge is actually really nice in Collie. And another one is, well, sort of anywhere on the Blackwood. I really like camping there.
And what's the worst part about any of those camp spots when we've been recently?
They're so damn popular.
Yeah.
Full of people.
You're not the only one in the Southwest that love those campsites. In winter, you won't have other people camped on top of you. There's a good chance you could have Contos all to yourself. You could have a whole of Whaler's Loop to yourself. Does that sound pretty bloody good?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
And I do love a windy walk along the beach.
Yep. There's no such thing as bad weather, just poorly prepared people.
Well, this is what I was going to say with my asterisk. I can just imagine there's like mum and dad getting ready for a weekend of camping with the two kids. Like, cold, wet, tiny humans, that's hard.
Yeah, so avoid getting them wet if you can. Now, you know, we've said this recently. Do not take parenting advice from the two kidless buffoons on this podcast. But, you know, give it a go. If you can get a tarp up, if you can get a shelter up, whether it's one of those little annexes that pop straight up or it comes off the side of your vehicle, get that up nice and quick for the kids to be playing under so that they're not wet and miserable while you set up the rest of camp.
Be wet and miserable.
And you can be wet and miserable because you put the kids to bed, then you're sitting by the fire giving it a couple of these ones.
Hey! Let's go camping in winter.
Without kids.
Yay! This has been highly super fun, and I do look forward to our episode on Tarpology. I can't promise it will be next week, but if you love everything Southwest, then don't forget to listen out for Summer Suze's podcasts. She does them, and it's all about delicious food and wine of the Southwest. So you can go camping to rein the budget in, stay warm and dry with tips from Josh and I, and then go and spend your money at the beautiful breweries and wineries in the region. How's that sound?
That sounds pretty good. If that's not your thing, you could also save your money by camping and then check out what Scotty's got in What's On, What's Happening, Gig Guide.
It's called Get Social, but you were nearly good.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Good. I'm going to head bush and leave you in the studio. Until next time.
Get outside and do something wild.